And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 881, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I am here with two fantastic gentlemen, and we are going to break everything down for you. First off, I'm here with Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Mike. You know, it's been a really long week to be a straight white boy in these trying times. Been out in the streets peacefully protesting with my boys, burning down Tommy Bahama's. And people are like, wait, Jeff, aren't you a wiggle? How could you take this stance right now? And lately I've been identifying more with Mexican culture. I'm sorry, wigs. I've been identifying with Mexican culture. So now I'd like to officially announce that I am, in fact, a wiener. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a wiener. They got a great culture. Sorry.
I am also here with Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you for that fine intro. It's spooky season, so we had to hear a little. I'm surprised. I totally expected everyone in the chat to be like, fake Misfits, doesn't have Danzig or whatever. But a lot of people, I mean, I don't know a lot of the other songs from that era, but I love that song. So I was happy to see some of the love in the chat.
I'm going to tell you something, Jim.
Yeah.
Much like Nirvana, Guns N' Roses, no one actually knows who the Misfits are. They just like wearing the t-shirt.
Yeah, true.
Danzig Misfits, come on.
I mean, yeah, but still, that song's a goddamn banger.
That one's a banger, and it was the other one where he's like, if I cut off your arms, if I cut off your legs. But I imagine being a Misfits fan when that album came out, you're like, what the fuck is this? Because I actually heard that first, and I was like, this is the band everyone likes. Where's the guy being Elvis?
But it's a very special time of year right now. Because, I mean, yeah, we're basically in spooky season at this point. It's fall, y'all. It's creepy Corey Ween. But most importantly, it's fall TV preview, baby!
I realized what you were about to say like moments before, and I had forgotten all about it.
Just forget the scariest part of fall is the new shows.
Now, if you're new to the show, yeah, it's funny because this kind of came from one of our. I still do go on these trips. I go on these 9/11 boys trips. Me and my friend Jake and Brian, we would travel every 9/11. It just kind of worked out that way, and it was also like just kind of a funny joke of like, oh, we're the 9/11 boys, we travel over 9/11. But anyways, our recent show trip ended up over 9/11, but back in the day, one time we were just hanging out in the hotel, and I was scrolling through this article about like the upcoming TV shows, and every synopsis was goofy and hilarious. Mm-hmm. And so we brought that over to the show, and every year we like to take a gander and see what new crop of shows Hollywood's going to give us.
It's three or four episodes at least.
And it's almost always terrible.
Sometimes there's breakouts. Remember that show with the chick from Always Sunny? That was one of the things we watched, and that's become like a hit.
I think they're pretending it's a hit because, I guess it's a hit. It is back for season two because that was only last year. Yeah. But we have to remember, they give Caitlin Olsen so many chances because she had that other show a few years ago.
Show on Fox where she was like a nanny or
something? Where she was like a bad nanny that was smart. And in this one, I think she's also a custodian that's smart. Yeah,
she's a smart janitor.
Yeah, she's a smart janitor.
I keep getting typecast as smart janitors.
She Goodwill Hunting's a FBI case. They're all home and she's cleaning up. But
she's
figures
like vacuuming
out
and sees the red board.
Figures
with
out the evidence on the board. But yeah, during Dancing with the Stars, actually, I think it was premiering after, because they kept hyping up like the best comedy of the year. But
occasionally we watch shows that like become something, but more often than not, these are shows that I never see again or have ever heard of before.
Well, and also part of it is because obviously the television landscape is changing so much, especially we've been doing this for over a decade at this point. But with streaming and everything now, things have changed so much. So there's not even that.
Ironsides.
Oh, hell yeah, goofy old wizard. Ironsides was classic. That might have lasted at least 2 years or something, I think. So this year, it feels like there's less and less shows. I think part of it is because they did bring a lot of shows from last year back.
Right.
Usually they don't do that. A lot of things just get canceled immediately. But there's still a crop. There's still a crop of some new shows between network TV, streaming networks. Only the best and brightest for us here for TV fall TV preview. So Jimmy Fallon has a new, like, is it like a game show or something? Not really, like a competition show.
Is it one of his games he played on late night turned into a show? Because he does, that's become a thing a lot where like some of those have become like viral in a way where they try to turn them into a thing.
Was that lip sync show his show?
Yes.
Yeah. This one is all about advertising and how he loves advertising.
Nice.
And I think it's kind of, actually, I don't even really remember. I think it's something to do with people being like pitching advertising. Like, hold on, let's see. They give us a minute trailer to break this awesome show down.
I love advertising. I love coming up with ideas. That's why I started the on-brand agency, to find the next big innovator. This is going to be so cool. I hire 10 everyday Americans to create billboards, taglines, and commercials for real brands.
This sounds like it's pissing me off. We're doing a commercial, but it's a show.
He's never good at faking any passion. Yeah. I think even if there was something he loved, you'd never believe him.
It's always going to sound inauthentic just because that's become his personality.
And this is the quintessential, like, we think you're retarded show.
Yeah.
Because it's the show is a commercial. And I know a lot of shows are commercials. But, like, hide it. You got to be able to hide it better than this. What if we had people pitching ideas for real brands?
Use your ideas for free.
Like, the idea of some guy being like, part of a game show, I made a billboard and people liked it. Like, you can see the kernel of the idea. But then what it turned into is, a show that's a commercial.
It's, because Shark Tank is already whatever, but it's like a morally bankrupt Shark Tank because it's real brands, but it's people pitching a brand. At least the Shark Tank angle, you can kind of have rooting for the little guy or whatever, someone that came up out of their garage with an idea they had.
We're sorry, Carlos, but you're just not Marshall's material.
Remember, like,
where do they advertise Marshall's?
Remember on, like, when Draw Something was really big and it started getting so big that, like, everyone was talking about it, and then the prompts became the Doritos lost taco from Taco Bell, or like Hennessy brand alcohol, and you're like, these are very specific, and it's like, that's what this show is just gonna do
for real brands.
You're gonna get ideas to drive big sales.
We want a catchy jingle,
a live experience.
We're spending millions of dollars.
Win the account or you're going home.
This opportunity is huge.
It's a one in a million chance.
Winning would be life-changing.
You're rolling out extra leg room.
More leg room.
You know, it'd be crazy.
Oh my God, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, it would be crazy if, like, at the end of this show, they just beat everyone's head with sledgehammers and then they flipped off the camera and then it just played like 7 hours of commercials. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. Yeah, yeah. That's the way, if your idea doesn't get picked,
yeah. You can just I guess we're going to sledgehammer your head.
But yeah, we're serving up. We're serving up more leg room at Southwest with assigned seats coming soon.
I love that the first line is, I love advertising.
I just love it. I love these ideas. Let me take it back real quick.
I love advertising. I love
yeah. Just fucking brain dead.
Do you think he's just long ago made peace with the idea that people hate me?
Yeah.
Like that, he's over. He's like well over that at this point.
He's done the thing that everyone says you should do is, like, when you're that popular, it's impossible, so just focus on the good side and know that
and
you're doing something right.
Again, if you're new to Jim and them, your boys are at the goddamn forefront, front of the line. We've hated Jimmy Fallon forever,
people thought
dude.
We were weird because of how early we were hating Jimmy Fallon.
Right, yeah.
He was still, like, before tonight's show, he was, like, kind of fresh into, what was it, the late show? What was our late night? I don't know.
Yeah.
I forget what Conan's show was called when it was after tonight's show. Maybe it was just Late Night with Conan O'Brien, Late Night with Fallon. I don't know. But we hated him. And, yeah, people thought it was kind of fun that he was bringing in and doing fucking college drinking games with celebrities and shit. They thought there was, like, quirky and cool. Well, like, no, get the fuck out of my face.
Well, and like they're like you were saying, has he made peace with it? I don't know if drinking three bottles of whiskey is making peace. Like
it's
a notorious, just a crazy drunk.
I do love that. That's more and more well known that he's just he's a crazy lush. Like when he's not working,
yeah,
he almost got his finger ripped off because he was drunk doing God knows what.
Like, well, bar tricks. I mean, Justin Timberlake broke his heart. What do you want from this man?
Wait, when was it?
Remember, that's the bit.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
That he's secretly gay with Justin Timberlake? Like,
what?
Was that our bit?
No, that's the thing we learned about him.
When? I don't remember this.
What? How do you not remember this?
I don't know.
We even read a fake fan fiction about it.
Oh, I do remember the fake fan fiction. Yeah. All right.
The whole thing is that he's been secretly gay with Justin Timberlake for a long time, and the fact that he has to pretend to be gay is one of the reasons. I mean, to pretend to be straight is one of the reasons why he drinks all the time.
That's true, because he's so heartbroken.
I can't believe you guys didn't.
No,
that's like,
I forgot.
I literally don't know.
That's such
a
thing
about.
That you guys would remember.
Who the hell is Justin Timberlake? and why are my ears bleeding? I think I have a concussion.
You're getting MK Ultra.
You're rolling out extra leg room.
More leg room means more legs.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I want it right now.
You'll be battling it out for your campaign to be seen across the country and win $100,000.
Anyone else have a question? Let Duncan decide.
Be a Southwest superhero.
Marshall's moment.
The Marshall's moment. Idea is out there.
How do you like my ride, Jelly?
These are like all dead brands, too, pretty much.
I'm going to kill myself.
It's like Marshall's Donuts Pillsbury. Like, what the fuck?
Is this Joey Bagels or doing the
Justin Bagels?
Justin Bagels with the what was the jelly bit from earlier?
Our jelly?
Our jelly. I mean,
you made a Jimmy Fallon joke.
Yeah, it's an R. It was a Justin Bieber joke. It was a Justin Bagels.
The R jelly joke. Because he's doing that.
Well, you guys are our jelly of my comedic mind.
Ah, peanut butter.
bread.
Lasagna.
You're making me wonder, Brad, why I even came today. We should be on the show.
We should be. We chill.
And then we like stab Jimmy Fallon and act political violence.
Jelly, and it could come from you.
Damn, what am I going to watch on Tuesday? Am I going to watch Dancing with the Stars or On Brand with Jimmy Fallon?
It's just me with like a big notepad being like, R. Jelly.
Justin Bagels. And Jimmy's like, yeah.
I honestly, you know what? I never realized that was a Justin Bieber pun until you just, even though you mentioned it a few minutes ago.
I even said that was barely a pun.
I didn't even notice it until just now when you were pointing at the fake board.
Yeah, Art Jelly and Justin Bagels. Yeah, that's why we have the board.
Pointing at the fake board. Yeah, you thought it was crazy for Jeff to buy that fake board.
Yeah, I'm having a Marshall's moment with R. Kelly and Justin Bagels.
And we're over here talking about Corey French Toast.
Yeah, keep up. Corey French Toast.
Corey French Toast and his friend that passed away, Corey Ham and Cheese.
That's the great thing about playing words. They don't even have to make any sense.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned.
All right. So, yeah, there you go. They only gave us a minute teaser of this. Give us some more, please. So that's coming to NBC.
I like that guy in an Indian outfit. Oh, wait, I guess he's probably Indian.
So, dumb question. It said Peacock. Does that mean this will also be on TV or will it only be on Peacock?
Oh, good question. I don't know.
That what weird split say? With these networks is they have their
sometimes
networks.
Sometimes they're just on streaming.
It seems like they have
it does say NBC too, so maybe it's got to be on both.
Because sometimes they like move things. You're right. Like instead of canceling it, they move it to streaming and then like give it that second life. But there's all that weird stuff with it.
You're right. Yeah, I think this will probably be on both. Then we have, they don't give us a lot on this one either, but I think we definitely covered 911 when that aired. Apparently, that's
like
on its
seven versions. Of
apparently, that's on its ninth season right now.
Super popular and like five spinoffs.
Yes. But so now, yeah, this is the new spinoff, Nashville. Now, I don't know. Does that mean Chris O'Donnell was on the other one?
There's no way to know.
He was on one of the NCIS shows, so probably not.
But like, how is this? Oh, I guess you don't necessarily have to have a character from the show. It's just 911.
Yeah.
Like the spinoff is just the idea that, oh, it's also a 911.
Yes.
But I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he did visit on an episode or something.
Or
like,
he will now in the future visit 911 Chicago.
We form a bond stronger than blood. Because ours is a family forged in fire.
We have a major storm heading towards Nashville. 911, what's your emergency?
Ryan Murphy sucks. All his shows are terrible.
911, what's your emergency? Someone's wearing a Cocoa Bun shirt.
No, it says Filth Pigs.
So there's just, at some point, Chris O'Donnell sings a sad version of Nirvana in this, if it's a Ryan Murphy joint. I don't watch a lot of Ryan Murphy.
I only watch Glee.
There's a moment in every Ryan Murphy show where you think it's going to be okay, and then that someone starts singing.
Sad, yeah.
Wait, he did Glee, right?
Yeah, he did.
Is that his only good show?
It's got to be a time and place, because I remember he did Nip Tuck, and I remember liking that show at the time, but I was also young, dumb, and full of cum, so who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't have held up if I watched it now.
Now you're old, bold, and have no load.
Yeah, your dick's full of mold.
It's just an old, cold, and have no load. Damn it.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? What's up with all the cop hate from the blonde guy in the middle?
They're heroes, bro.
Shut up.
Isn't this is that guy though? Is this the guy you thought the other caller was?
What are you, a skull? Don't call him when you need him, buddy.
This is that guy. This is the rapper guy.
Yeah, I know.
You're a skull.
What's a skull?
Shut up.
What is a skull?
Who cares?
I don't know. And the way you hate cops, I actually hate firefighters. Stop playing God.
Yeah, who do they think they are?
Fuck firefighters, dude. I'm going to say that. And EMTs. I've been saying that.
Fuck nurses, dude. I've been saying that.
Yeah, don't. They'll kill you.
No, they're dumb as hell. They'll kill you no matter what.
I'm saying don't fuck them.
I hate 911 first responders.
Leanne Rimes.
Whoa, country music star.
So now, the main reason why I wanted to play that, though, too, is because I did want to... double back to... Wait, hold on.
Maybe he'll tell us what a skill is.
Who cares?
Who's on the line?
Hey, it's Matty O, not the rapper guy.
What up, Matty O?
Thank you. Now you see why I thought his voice kind of sounded like yours, right?
I guess so, yeah.
What's up, Matt?
Well, I just wanted to tell the Alec Baldwin, the murderer story. I'll try to be really fast.
Uh-huh. All right. What's the story?
I think we've heard of this.
So he was in this movie called Outside Providence, which is like the best stoner comedy I've ever seen.
Yeah, and, it's, I think I've seen it. It's one of the, didn't one of the Farrelly brothers make it?
I guess so, yeah. So anyway, like there's this scene in it where they're having a huge fight. He's the dad and the main character's the son, the stoner kid. And he yells at the kid, "I hope you never forgive me." Okay. And it's just a trip to hear him say that when you think about what he is now.
Right.
What is this?
All right, man.
Whoa.
Do you have any like bagel puns?
No. That was it, man. I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on.
No, don't
hold
apologize.
Hold on.
No apology accepted.
Oh, well, all right. And then one more thing. I have like my first real music video on my channel. It's for a song called Black Moon off the Ghost of the Insane album. Anyway, thanks a lot for answering me.
Hey, thanks, Matteo.
Thanks, man.
Right. Oh, so you're like an in man. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, peace.
Hey, thanks, Matteo. You know what? Matteo keeps a good attitude through it, so who can hate that? Who can hate on
he
that?
He gets a Corey Ween sounder. I wish I could get a Corey Ween sounder.
No, we did get the pass earlier.
Oh, my God, I got my gift.
But anyways, yes, so I did want to play that quick, another one. They're giving us nothing on these teasers, these 30-second teasers. But I did want to circle back to the main 911 show. Have you seen the trailer for the new season?
No.
It's insane. Let me see.
Are they just making up natural disasters and stuff?
Okay.
Is the sun exploding?
Oh, comets!
There's a meteor shower that is hitting Earth?
I would hope it looks like a meteor shower. I'm hoping it's actual like aliens.
Is this like Gremlins 2 where they're like, fuck it. Like we get what we are. We're going to make fun of ourselves.
I mean, I guess it's just, you got to reach for anything to get people talking. And I know this is probably just how the promo looks, but I hope the show looks like this as well.
It looks terrible.
What the heck is that? Everybody, take cover!
This is embarrassing. this is a sketch about 911 as a goof.
Oh, so funny.
This
dude
is embarrassing.
Ooh! 118, brace for impact!
What?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Who's not tuning in to see the goddamn meter shower, dude?
That's wild, dude. So is this not even on a network anymore? It's only Hulu?
No, this has got to be on a network too. Cause yeah, it's next day for Hulu subscribers.
Okay.
What is it? Oh yeah. They're on ABC.
Oh yeah. I have to call into work cause I don't want to get spoiled on what happened on 9/11 the day before.
Wow.
I can't wait, dude.
Not only is the premise silly, but it looks like shit and the things they're doing and saying look like shit. So it's like, it's got the whole package.
Because I think, didn't they also do a thing? There's like a viral clip where it's almost like the thing where the guy goes to give someone CPR and he just like caves his chest in. Have you seen that?
Why? Who are you talking to?
Well, I'm just saying. Well, it's a meme, though. I've seen it on social media. I didn't watch it on the fucking show.
Jim, make more food puns with me, but actors' names.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. CPR.
That's a pretty good bit, though. It just caves in.
Where the fuck was it? Hold on. Ah, fuck it. I'll have to look for it later. But it's pretty funny. Yeah,
Jennifer
basically
Love Hewitt is looking old.
I mean, sorry, she's old.
Jennifer Love Pizza is looking old.
She's old. She's up there,
but
dude.
But in the trailers for I Know What You Did Last Summer, she looked much better than she just looked in this promo.
Oh, I do think they were definitely trying to hide a little bit in those trailers. I mean, she still got it, though.
Oh, I'm not saying she can't get it. I'm just saying I would assume she would look the same in both of them.
What else do we got? CBS always going to give us a good comedy.
Ugh, Christ.
We, you know what? We've had The Office, obviously a classic. Then we had what? Superstore. Superstore was a classic. Why not just do one in the DMV, dude?
I'm actually shocked they haven't already. How has this never existed before?
As your job is to ruin people's lives, this is mine now.
It's out of ink anyway.
We are here to serve you.
life flash before my eyes.
I can't throw away my life in some dead-end job for crappy pay and no hope of happiness. No offense, Greg.
Oh, I wasn't offended until you said Greg.
This reads like an NBC comedy, not like CBS comedy.
Yeah, maybe CBS is finally upgrading.
Because they've CBS has kind of had like, I don't even know how to describe, like a house style almost kind of for a long time with the types of sitcoms they make. And this feels more NBC.
Hello, DMV MVPs.
Huh? I love working here.
Why? I mean, why?
Park right here.
Wait, why'd she call them DMV MVPs and not DMVPs? Isn't that like, what's the point of even... Like that it's right there.
I mean, why were you not in the writer's room, Mike? Fuck. You should have been in this writer's room.
Damn it, I'm never in any of the rooms I should be in.
Hi there, mister.
Oh! New guy.
It pissed on him?
Started wearing makeup, stopped eating tuna.
Oh, did it piss? I wasn't even paying attention.
I mean, ferrets don't spit, so I don't know. It jizzed on him? It jizzed on him. Maybe it joined.
Hi there, mister.
Oh! New guy. You started wearing makeup, stopped eating tuna.
I'm going in.
You see what I see?
The connection between them? Or the menstrual pad stuck to her skirt?
Oh no, my pussy!
Oh no, my bleeding pussy pad. Jesus. Please don't look at it.
Jesus Christ.
Why would Jeff and I not in the writer's room?
Oh my god, it's all the black goop from my pussy making it stick to my ass.
October 13th.
It is. Well, you're right. The vibe, the look of it is a NBC show.
Even kind of the tone of the comedy.
I guess a little bit of the tone, but also it still gives me CBS vibes. They find like it's the perfect Frankenstein of television comedies.
What shows are CBS shows? Like, what do you mean?
Well, CBS is typically like Two and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory.
Sheldon.
Stuff like
young
that.
Sheldon.
And then NBC's like, The Office, Parks and Rec, shit like
Superstore.
That. Superstore. Yeah. Well, and what? I guess probably not for this season, but Scrubs is fucking coming back. They're doing a fucking reboot of Scrubs.
But it's like a real reboot, not like the last season of Scrubs reboot.
What else we got? Oh, Celebrity Weakest Link with Jane Lynch as the host.
Oh.
Just in time for 2001.
The two images represent the name of what holiday plant?
Oh, is that our girl?
Melissa Joan Hart. And she should know this, by the way, if she's in all those Christmas movies.
Wait a minute. What was the question she said?
What are the two images?
Okay.
Put them together.
Mistletoe.
Yeah, there you go, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff's on it.
Israel toe.
And look, listen to this dummy.
Rocket nail.
Mistletoe. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I like Jane Lynch, but she's not giving her all here. Sorry to say.
I can't believe she showed up to Celebrity Weakest Link with a gas tank half full.
Yeah.
You're terrible people who suck at this game. Oh, welcome.
Oh, there's our boy Andy Richter.
Wait, he really did just want a paycheck, huh? He's just doing all of these.
Well, it looked like in that Dancing with the Stars, he had another kid, or maybe that was a grandkid.
Damn.
So maybe he's like, fuck, another mouth to feed. God damn it.
They'll have another show to get canceled.
As opposed to his own, his big fat own.
Jesus. I just keep.
You know, the thought crossed my mind, and I just didn't. I just left it there. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh yeah. I mean, they've given Andy Richter like five different chances. And they
fail. He's always popping up in shit. Although I do remember liking Andy Controls the Universe.
Yeah. I
that
liked
was
him when
way
he,
back when, though.
His old Conan days. He was funny. Like his first run before he like left Conan. And then when he did Andy Richter Controls the Universe, I remember liking what I saw of it. And then ever since then, he's kind of been like pseudo-ironic, like purposeful cringe.
I mean, I think it does get to the point where he's just like, fuck it, whatever. He's like Coogan's. Remember Coogs is like, my agent calls, I'll do it as soon as I answer. Yeah. Like, and I can't blame you for that.
If
That's
it's good
fine.
Enough for the Coogs, then it's good enough for Andy Richter.
If it's good enough for the Coogs, it's good enough for the Richter.
Listen up, dorks. I'll ask you questions one at a time. On a chain of 8 correct answers, we'll put $500,000 in your bank.
I know there's something mean coming.
If you get just one answer wrong, you'll break that chain, which will take you back to zero. To be called buffalo wing, they must contain at least 51% buffalo.
True?
It's false.
Oh, shoot.
You press your button and
say, is that like the thing where... a rich person thinks everything costs $200. Yeah. Like, yeah. Is that just, I've never eaten a buffalo wing before?
I hope it's like a Hollywood Squares type thing where like the answer was for the bit.
Yeah. Are you just doing a goof at this point?
Bank before your question is asked.
Bank.
That money is safe and you start a new change.
Let's go, baby. Yeah.
Start the clock.
Oh, jeez, this is so much pressure.
It's time to play like you mean it.
It's so funny to think about tuning into Jim and Them and being like, yeah, I know, they talk about Dancing with the Stars for a while, and then they start talking about new fall TV shows. I can't tell if they're making fun of it or...
All the middle-aged women that love the first part would really like the second part if they just stick around. God damn it.
Yeah, stick around.
This is terrifying.
Who is that girl?
Should I be nervous?
Oh, a Glee reunion. Was that a Glee person?
I've seen like four Glee people. Yeah.
Precious.
Play like you mean it.
John Lovitz. I don't know who that is.
Should I be nervous?
I'm a little bit taken aback.
Lizzo.
That we're up to
Lizzo.
Me, I throw a giant blue slushie at every single one of you.
The claws are out. We've got TV moms, the ex-wives claws. 8 degrees of Jane because I'm 2 degrees hotter than bacon. I voted Carson to be out.
You know who's still genuinely funny? That was John Lovitz.
I thought you were going to say, you know who looks horrible? You know who is... You know, you're just saying how JLH looks fucking old.
Yeah, look at John Lovitz really let him go. Well, how he's fallen.
Or is he aging like fine wine? Yeah. Who am I to judge?
He was great on Tires.
He's still so funny. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear him or see him on anything, he's always still funny. John Lovitz rules.
To be out.
How dare you?
Well, I misunderstood. I thought it was the strongest stink.
Oh, never mind. Did I speak too soon?
Yeah. Be careful throwing out those cosigns.
We've gathered roast comics, reality TV couples, high school reunion. Who will end up most likely to be voted off?
She's not very smart.
Oh,
wait, they did a high school reunion of people that aren't famous? They just got a bunch of people that went to high school together.
Went to high school together.
We've got TV doctors, mass shooter stars, and football legends. What S word is also Alberta known Davis. As a teeter totter?
Totter. Stop, Sam. Simon. Pass.
That's CTE
Hollywood
though. Come on.
Never be.
I mean, don't you look at Vernon Davis?
It took me a second to think of Seesaw though. I was like, oh fuck. Oh my god, I'm stupid.
Goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
I guess she's trying to make it her own, but like, I'm not picking up what she's putting down.
It's always going to come across as an impression, so you should just not even try it.
I mean, I guess she's doing Sue Sylvester from Glee. Is that her character's name? I guess she's kind of doing that. I guess that's the Jane Lynch cadence too.
But she now, because her whole thing had more of like a, I don't know, like a pseudo wacky vibe to it.
Yeah. She's really bringing that show from 10 years ago to the show from 25 years ago.
That already premiered. Fuck, I gotta catch up.
Well, I feel like you have a chance.
Ooh, and now another fucking atrocious animated comedy from someone that helped give us Rick and Morty.
Person, yes. Please be Nick Kroll. Nick Kroll.
He's in everything.
Please.
This is a Rick and Morty writer.
Fuck.
Because it's like, could you imagine, you know how Rick and Morty is all this sci-fi stuff?
Yeah.
Well, what if we did Rick and Morty, but with horror stuff?
Oh, I don't know, Frankenstein.
Yeah. So we'd call it Haunted Hotel. It's coming to Netflix, or maybe it's already on Netflix. Yeah, it might already be
on
Netflix.
It's just Frankenstein, but he farts all the time the way Rick burps all the time.
Get her down! So I've been on hold, and now my sister is full of possessed. Uh-huh.
Make it look like ass shit.
No, I was going to say, like, every cartoon, like, the animation actually doesn't look terrible, but the designs of the characters are always ugly as fuck. It's what
like,
is that?
I think it's MK Ultra to, like, fuck your brain up. Like, they're doing this, and they're like, this is beauty now.
Maybe
this is
makes
beauty.
Makes it more memorable? Like, because, like, Big Mouth looked absurd. Like, crazy looking, but I guess, like, you remember what it looked like, so it's like... I guess in a weird way, The Simpsons kind of look fucked up back in the day too.
Sure.
Now you just like think of it as more familiar.
Yeah. It's weird. It is this. I also think maybe they think that gives it this idea of like, ooh, this is gonna be edgy adults. Like
it'll be crazy when these people get chopped in half.
Yeah, these characters are all weird looking.
You know what? I will ask.
Mom, was Esther baptized?
No.
Got it.
not as such?
Tell them we're open to it. Welcome to the Underveil. We know about the smell and we're trying.
I run a haunted hotel.
Oh!
Where you're now trapped as a ghost with dozens of other ghosts.
Ghost. Different ghost. Ghost orgy.
They're cool once you get to know them.
From the writers that ruined Rick and Morty. Comes more ass shit for your ass.
Can we bring back the Predator creator? Please, for the love of the show.
From the guy that said, Ching Chong, are you 15?
Like a real quote. Yeah, it was something like that. That was in his like, Texas, right?
Yeah, he was like, I'm Asian, Ching Chong, you should get sex traffic. Like, this is out of context.
It was, yeah, something like that.
Every hotel has issues.
Not like this.
Ah, it's eating my hair!
Between the ghosts and no guests and Abaddon.
What's wrong with Abaddon?
He's a demon trapped in the body of a little boy from the 1700s.
This vessel requires Fruit Loops.
It's Cheerios or nothing.
This is a great show to kill my whole family and then myself too.
I mean, the thing is, this show's going to get, what, 3 seasons probably for sure?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Netflix, like, they'll cancel a good show at 3 seasons and keep a bad show for 3 seasons.
Netflix is a joke.
Yeah.
Come on. You don't remember me? Abaddon from Hell.
Oh, right. Abaddon. How's it going, man?
He's talking normal, but he's a demon.
We're going for a classic haunting, scary but fun scary.
Which means no murderers or perverts or pervert murderers.
Not too late to keep the perverts.
Yeah, I don't mind the pervert jokes.
Yeah. They just show Justin Roiland. Just a still image of Justin Roiland like walking around.
Give me some more pervert jokes and sign me up. I guess this is already out, though.
Yeah.
I had no idea. But there you go. That's Haunted Hotel. Now on Netflix. You could watch it right now.
What?
Here's another Netflix one. I don't know if this one's out yet or not. This is one of those weird ones where this is listed as a teaser. But Netflix does this sometimes, too, where you accidentally hover on a thing too long and it starts playing what you think is a trailer, but it's just a bizarre out of context scene out of a show kind of.
Oh, so just a literal scene from the show.
I mean, it's not just one scene, like, but I mean, I was half paying attention to this when I was just skimming through these, but I didn't get why it was released as a teaser. But it's Boots. I think it's about joining the army or some bullshit, or the Marines.
My life needs a change, sir. I want to be somebody else.
Son, boot camp is the machine that turns boys into men. In 13 weeks, you won't even recognize yourself. Are you sure you're ready for that?
I want to break free.
Long trip. Sorry. Was it a long trip for you to get here? Oh, not really, no. I'm from New Orleans. Well, most recently. I've moved 12 times in the last 10 years, so. You a military brat, too? Oh, no. My mom just likes to flee the consequences of her actions. Right.
Oh, I'm still going.
I'm Cameron. Cope. John.
I guess, I mean, I don't immediately understand the tone of the show, but that joke felt out of tone with the show.
Mm.
On behalf of the commanding general of this base, I hereby welcome you to Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, South Carolina. Now get the f*** off my boss!
Oh, dear.
This trip sucks! Find a pair of yellow f***ing there now!
So I don't like. Is it a surprise? Like, have they? This character's never seen.
Yeah.
The Marines in TV. Yeah.
Thank God the drill sergeant's here. Perfect.
Well,
listen, I am woke and I am a pussy and this is my character.
Well, it seems like he knows he's in a TV show because everything that's happening is such TV show.
Get your ass on a pair of yellow foot women now! Hide down, string me!
Too strong.
Do not move! Do not breathe!
That's it. There you go. There's the show, ladies and germs.
He's in boot camp, and they boot camped at him. You know, a quick aside, a cool thing I learned about Vietnam. You know how they're having real trouble getting recruits because it was Vietnam or whatever?
Uh-huh.
They lowered the IQ to requirements.
I don't even.
No. It's a real thing.
All right,
To like 60 on there. So they got all these guys that like couldn't tie their shoes and like they made like the handbook a comic book so they could read it. Jesus. And then deaths like tripled because they would literally sit. They'd be like, go see if there's a sniper over there. It's just a fun thing.
That's
a
fun awful.
Little thing to.
All right, not bad.
Yeah, no, it's not racist, just the thing they did. They're probably dumb white guys doing it too.
Oh, and actually, I did when I was trying to look up new fall TV shows, I stumbled upon T-Movies.
Okay, this looks
and, good. T-Movies let me know that Daredevil Born Again's been renewed for season 3.
I like a video that starts with a guy half laying down.
It's crazy that season 1 was atrocious. It's maybe the worst Marvel show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's renewed 2 seasons deep before the second's even come out.
What's up, Jesus? Hey, Bruce here. Now, either... So, Daredevil Born Again Season 2 does not hit Disney Plus until next month. Daredevil Born Again has been renewed for a third season. A Variety can confirm that the show will begin shooting in early 2026 with Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio returning. Now, really cool that they've also announced that it's coming back for a third season and not a third and final season. So, that's pretty cool. Could this the third season be like final season or whatever, but now of course the first season of Daredevil Born Again didn't really like click with the ratings as they were hoping to, but I'm thinking season 2 will probably do even better because so many people went out like decided to check out a little like months later and and people are still loving it, so I'm definitely hoping like season 2 does do well, and hopefully season 3 will do well.
You're watching The Sandman, this is your future.
I love that. Is that an air like the Matt Damon poster that's kind of like torn off the wall and duct taped back to the wall in the background? But anyways, if you want to get any of your TV like news, you can go to at TMovies92 on YouTube.
Let's see.
We got Barb's Wire series is in the works.
Really?
What's up, shits? Here's here.
What's up, shits?
Why is he laying like Cleopatra in all these videos?
Classic Bob Wire. Got some interesting news here. According to our deadline, Pamela Anderson has launched a production company.
He's got that boy blue camera. Where you're like, how could a camera this old still exist in 2025?
Yeah, or it's like that image Jeff shared earlier where it was like screenshot of a video and the comment was like, I thought this was going to say 14 years ago, not 8 days ago. Anyways, I was blessed to stumble upon T-Movie, so I just wanted to
how
share.
Lucky. I'm really excited for the third season. That's what I'll say. I'm really excited for the third season.
Let me see. What other great shows do we have in our future? Law & Order Toronto.
Oh, are they talking with the accent?
It's I don't know. They give us barely any... footage to really lap up and
it's all
be excited about.
Looking up at a kaiju. Not really bad kaiju. Yeah.
Remember when the CW was like, we're not going to be doing all those comic book shows anymore. We're going to move on to more mature stuff like Law & Order Toronto.
Toronto's war on crime. The worst offenders are pursued by the Specialized Criminal Investigations Unit. These are their stories.
I don't know where to start.
Truth is usually easiest to remember.
Your boyfriend got killed and you got caught fleeing the country.
Stabbed multiple times in the back.
I didn't kill her. I loved her.
This was no crime of passion. This was a premeditated murder.
That guy is wild.
Very bad.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
He looks bad and his voice is insane.
And he keeps trying to do intense guy. Like, and that's when your boyfriend came and you killed him.
Yeah. And it's fucking Law and Order Canada. So it's like this guy cut in line. And then checking all this. You weren't in that part of the line.
Friend got killed and you got caught fleeing the country.
Stabbed multiple times.
Does he have some sort of French Canadian voice? What is that? Maybe. What is his voice?
He sounds like Lincoln, like Abraham Lincoln.
You got caught fleeing the country.
stabbed multiple times in the back.
I didn't kill her. I loved her.
This was no crime of passion. This was a premeditated murder.
Sometimes the dead do speak.
Law and Order Toronto. Criminal Intent. Series premiere
that
Wednesday, September 24th.
Yeah. On the... Call me crazy, but that name is entirely too long.
But it's also like, is that really instilling excitement in you when you're like, Toronto?
Oh, fuck.
Oh shit. I can't wait.
Someone ate all the poutine.
And so Donnie Wahlberg, I guess from the show Blue Bloods.
Hell yeah.
Which I don't remember. But his character from Blue Bloods, Danny Reagan, is back in action, but miles from home because now he's in Boston Blue.
Whoa. Wasn't Blue Bloods itself a spinoff of that, like...
was it?
Like Air Force, like, lawyer show?
It was like a family of cops, so I don't know.
Oh.
Was that what that was? Because I don't even really remember Blue Bloods.
I think it was like on for 8 million seasons, and I think it had like Tom Selleck. I don't know.
It's got to tear him up inside because Donnie Wahlberg is a Boston guy, but now he has to play the New Yorker who's out of his element because he's in Boston.
It's going to make him sick to his stomach, yeah.
I thought Blue Bloods was in Chicago.
Or was it in Chicago? I don't know.
My
favorite
show, Blue Bloods, apparently. I don't know.
Let me see. What was Blue Bloods?
No, I thought Blue Bloods was a spinoff. Maybe I'm thinking that the other thing's a spinoff.
You think of Blue Beetle. That was a
So Blue Bloods was the Tom Selleck show. No, it was in New York. Tom Selleck stars as Frank Regan, the New York police commissioner and patriarch of the Regan clan, a multi-general family of cops. Frank's oldest son is Danny, a seasoned detective and Iraqi war veteran, who occasionally uses dubious tactics to solve cases. Erin, the lone female daughter, is an assistant district attorney. Fresh out of Harvard Law.
Yeah. These are
Wake up, Jim. You're on the show. We're doing it.
These are all great shows that you're forced to watch on an airplane because they don't have movies. Or you're dying in a hospital.
Your girlfriend's parents watch that show. Nice. That's what these shows are.
Oh, man. Fucking dying in a hospital. That's way too real, Jeff, because yes... You are stuck, sick in a hospital,
yeah,
and all you can watch is Blue Bloods.
Yeah, while your blood turns blue.
Damn, yeah, it was on from 2010 to 2024. What the fuck?
Yeah, all these cop or 911 shows have 50 seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, on one hand, I do enjoy a good procedural that's going to be, here's an episode, we solved it in an episode. I don't need all the, even though I used to love... You know, these ongoing story arcs, everything's been such shit lately with like streaming shows where it's an episode's worth of story stretched out over 6 episodes.
Genre shows have definitely spread themselves very thin.
But let's see. So now Danny's in fucking Boston. What is he going to do, guys? I don't know.
Probably be pissed.
Please get out of the way! Boston PD! Stop where you are! What'd you want from my crime scene?
I was chasing a suspect.
I'm Detective Daniel Reagan, NYPD.
My shield is in my front chest pocket.
Oh, you mean your badge?
Where I'm from, it's a shield.
Whoa, there you got differences.
Danny, you have a reputation.
Yeah, for getting things done.
What do you think, Reagan?
I think we take this ride together.
Is that the chick that was on The Walking Dead and then that Star Trek show?
Yeah, yeah. I know she was definitely on Star Trek Discovery. And yeah, I forgot she was also on The Walking Dead. Oh, look at the crimes you're dealing with in Boston, by the way.
Yeah.
Someone who found the body?
Only in Boston.
Man, this guy dressed up like a fucking...
I fucking hate this city and everything.
You put your throwing tea in the water. Fucking Boston Massacre tea party over here.
We gotta call it our guy from Philly. It's Ben Franklin.
We are one family. And we have faith in our family.
Ernie Hudson?
Yeah.
Ready to run it back, Brooklyn?
Try and stop me, Beantown.
Let's roll.
This looks like shit.
Yeah, there's got to be like, oh, what do you like, the Yankees? Yeah, yeah, I do like the Yankees. You like the Red Sox or something?
Yeah, why? Why do you want to know about it? You want to know?
Yeah, ask him.
Any questions, I'll answer all.
Oh, you assume because I'm a white guy, I'm into sports. I don't even watch sports.
Listen,
I like
here.
To dance.
Listen here, you tough but underappreciated black lady cop partner that's probably smarter than me, is going to teach me a thing or two about the law. Jesus, what do you like, the Red Sox and the Celtics?
Well, is it true? Is this what Boston's like?
This is exactly what it's like. It's
been like a bunch of civil or revolutionary wars walking around.
I was hoping
black gonna, cops.
Another CBS show. I was hoping they're going to have a post title card stinger.
Ooh.
Maybe of the park the car. Go park the car.
What's that? Meteor shower. It's a tie-in running through all their shows.
Oh, we also got the Eli Manning produced Chad Powers.
I think this. So when I heard they were making this show,
isn't that your boy?
Yeah. I thought that it was going to be embarrassing, but I didn't realize what type of show they're making. I don't think this looks bad.
Yeah. I mean, of the shows I've seen, it's not like it's definitely not as terrible as all the other shows I've seen.
Because those sketches.
It doesn't really entice any excitement for me to want to watch it, though.
It feels like it should be a movie, not a TV show. But I misunderstood what they were doing when they said they were making a TV show based off the Chad Powers stuff. I don't dislike the idea of this or what I saw.
It's time to face it. Your football career is over.
What's Chad Powers?
So there was a couple of years.
Just watch the trailer. Let the trailer play. My bad.
Russ Holiday, a chance to do something special.
You were showboating and you blew the game.
They can't get him. This is insane.
Ah, he fucked up.
Oh, my goodness.
Georgia's picked the ball up.
Georgia is going to win a championship.
What was Holiday thinking?
It's time for you to move on.
Although, actually, hold on. Is his dad fucking Artie, the strongest man in the world?
I think he is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I love seeing Artie and stuff. He's always in stuff.
He's popping up. He was in Weapons.
He was in Weapons.
He pops up all over the place.
Best guy.
Yeah, great dude.
Love that Predator poster friend of the in the show. Background, too. Friend of the show, Artie. The guy that played Artie in Pete and Pete.
For you to move on.
There's just one problem, Dad. I'm not done with football.
South Georgia's having open tryouts. I'm going to do a Mrs. Doubtfire. But with football.
You heard a tryout? What's your name?
Jay.
And last name?
Legit.
You know, when I was first watching this trailer, I thought literally they were doing Mrs. Doubtfire, like he was joining a girls' team. Like, I thought there were ladybugs in it. I was like, I actually was on board. I was like, fuck, in this environment of, like, you know, trans athletes, they're going to go this route. Yeah. I was like, this rocks. And I'm like, oh, no, he's just going to another school.
Great ladybugs ref,
they
by
fucking
the way.
Let me down. Yeah, ladybugs rocks. Fucking Juana She's man. The Man. Fucking, what was that other one from the 80s? Shit, where the girl dresses up as a guy to go to another school to write, like, a news report. Oh. I forget. There was a classic 80s movie.
Yeah. Soul Man?
No, not that one.
Who's 200?
Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn rules.
I love Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn and Steve Zahn?
You know, in this helmet, I feel strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like a strong, powerful male.
This isn't just football. This is acting.
Chad, why don't you remind the game day viewers where you're from?
West Virginia.
Stay away from backstory and factoids.
And what part of West Virginia?
So if you go west in West Virginia, the west is the westest of the west of Virginia.
I like you, Powers. Yeah.
That red rocket is big and dirty.
But you are a puzzle.
Yeah? Personal hygiene is part of participating in a society.
I wish I could be in there, Coach. I know you wish you could be in there, too.
But I don't wish that.
You were born for this moment.
Every choice, every mistake carried you to this spot.
Why are you helping me?
Because no one is beyond second chances.
Powers toward the end zone!
Woo! Who the f*** is that guy?
He's, like, extremely ugly.
I think that line
was
funny.
An asshole. Chad doesn't have to be.
But yeah, I mean, I like Glenn Powell. It's a better. It looks better than any of the other shows. Yeah. But again, I mean, I don't know if I'd watch it. I don't know if I'd go that far.
Just because you want to fuck a guy doesn't mean this is good. I don't know, dude.
I didn't say it was good.
Where were the jokes?
Yeah, I didn't say it was good.
He has a funny voice.
So, like a couple of years ago at the NFL Combine, Eli Manning dressed up in makeup and stuff to trick all the people.
Human.
Well, to trick all the people into thinking he was in the Combine. to like see if he could actually go like die. Like they'd all like rate him high and stuff. And his name was Chad Powers. It was a sketch thing they did like a couple of internet shorts of, and then they said they were going to make a TV show of it. So that's that is where this is coming
just
from.
Just One of the Guys is the movie I was trying to think of.
Just One of the Guys, yeah, right.
Just One of the Guys.
Oh, shit, I loved that movie. Yeah.
It's because then when she kisses him, but she's a guy, and everyone's like, huh? And he goes, don't worry, he has tits.
Wow, that's prescient, really. I mean, that's kind of where we're at now in this damn woke society.
I'm sure it's a different quarterback with frosted tips and a cubic zirconia stud.
Well, it's real. It's a blood diamond.
You verified that somehow.
Whatever.
There you go. Chad Powers coming to Hulu and Disney Plus.
What did T Movies say about it?
Yeah, wait, I wonder what T Movies
is coming to Shiver.
I really love the initial one.
T Movies didn't talk about it. I ain't watching it.
What else we got? Ooh, 99 to Beat. Okay. Another game show competition type thing
with Dr. King Jong.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
Now, the weird thing I noticed in this, because I watch reality shows, so I noticed a bunch of reality people in here, but the commercial doesn't call them out, so I don't know if that's just one of the themed episodes or what.
Maybe they're marketing to people like me, not people like you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I read this was a UK show that they're redoing, but it's just, I actually mentioned this to Kristen because I was like, ooh, it's just one of those shows where... they make people debase themselves with like kids' games for money. Right up my alley. It's like perfect.
Welcome to the greatest competition in the history of mankind.
It really is. One of you will take home a life-changing amount of money.
$1 million.
I need this money. I want to have a family so bad.
This is what it's funny because they put this in here because they think it's endearing.
It's hilarious.
But this makes but it also makes the show look worse because I feel bad for this guy. And he's like, but I got to push the suitcase and get it in the square.
I got to carry the egg on a spoon.
Like it's obviously not Squid Games, but it's Squid Games, you know?
Yeah.
And people were upset about the Squid Games reality show, like when they really did it. But I liked it because it actually, the characters did play out where I liked the people. It's still sad when you see that they have to be like, oh my God, this would really mean so much to me if I won this dumb game.
And I just feel like this is my ticket to get it.
There's only one rule. Don't finish last.
Oh, yeah, because see, that's Sandra. She's won Survivor twice.
Oh, I remember you talking about her, but everyone hates her guts.
Yeah.
And there's 6'9". Right,
everybody
six
turns
nine
to there. Uncivilized animals in 3, 2, 1.
And they're off.
Just do your best. It seems easy, but it's hard.
No time to rest.
It's a yard sale from hell. Julian found it!
Just do your best.
Oh, let's go, Dad!
What you hear is not a test.
This show costs $10.
Yeah, what were they? Is that where you try to like stop it at a certain point? Oh, yeah, all right. They're trying to get it between the lines there with the tape measure.
So they really are just kind of taking like, let's make like they're like Jeff said, they're cheap as hell, but we're trying like that's the concept. The idea is like, look how simple these things seem.
And they must just
but there's a lot of pressure.
I mean, this is literally the most TikTokable show. They're trying to make.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the fucking retard challenge we're doing.
But well, it's
this
also
shit.
But it's also elements of Mr. Beast though, because you start with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, yeah, there's simple games, but that's how you're cutting 1-2 people at a time.
Cool. And that's like the whole like, oh, like you see kind of like you're saying, Jeff, TikTok shit. You see clips all the time of like, hey, in Germany, they have a sport that's this crazy, like plate spinning, or like they keep juggling and as many balls as they can until there's too many balls. Like it's the juggling Olympics.
Ken's like, this is the watermelon challenge.
But yeah, it does seem like that's what they're going for. Is like we don't want people to watch the show. We want people to watch the 55-second clips that come from the
this
show.
This looks like AI slopped this picture.
Although, I would watch this show. I would definitely watch this show.
Yeah, I mean,
this
yeah.
This is working, Jay.
Make you go.
Oh, no. This is interesting. Oh, no. It's like a weird car wash.
When you put $1 million on the line, can't see. Things start to change. Can't
breathe. No, that stresses me out.
Yeah.
This belt off.
He's mad at his wife, I think.
I heard you the first 12 times.
Let's go!
I don't know how to use the law.
Can't sleep. Can't breathe.
Everybody jumping out of their mind.
If you're in that bottom, you actually
yeah, you know
feel
those it's not Dude Everybody Perfect, but those people that like their whole thing is like, I throw a throwing card a million times until it like
sure.
does the perfect yeah. thing, and or I shoot a ping pong ball and it bounces off 37 things and lands in it. This is them trying to cut, like go, let's game showify that type of stuff.
Yeah, because it looks like this lady's trying to catch a potato with a fork.
Hell yeah.
Which is like, but if someone caught a potato with a fork, I'd be fucking dancing like Glenn Powell or Chad Powers or whatever the fuck his yeah. name is from the show that he's got coming up.
Everybody going out of their skins.
It is down to the wire.
Are you serious?
I just need to beat one person.
Everybody going out of their skins. Everybody jumping out of their mind.
The Taco Bell.
Yeah, dropping a quarter in
dropping
a shot glass through water.
The classic Taco Bell yeah. game.
She is devastated.
Welcome to 99 yeah. to beat.
Just do your
yeah,
best.
So, that was...
It's so great to be like sobbing in a potato sack race. Like, no, I'm ruined. No.
Well, they're going to do like fucking paper, rock, scissors and shit too, right?
Oh,
where,
yeah.
But it's going to be like when there's only like five of them left. And you're like, I can't believe. And they're going to say the commentators are like, I can't believe $100,000 is on the line for a game of paper, rock, scissors.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. this is the finale. What number am I guessing?
Like $1 million is on the line, and it's as simple as can be. Just guess the number.
Because this right here is challenge superstar Cara Maria. Yeah. I recognized her in the trailer.
Do your best.
And it slapped the house of cards over. She wins.
Fox got a hit on their hands with that one. Let's go. I don't know what this is a spinoff of Fire Country. I think we did talk about Fire Country a few years ago.
I hope we did.
This is Sheriff Country.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sounds like a nightmare country.
Yeah.
Drop the guns.
It's all right, Boone. I know.
Oh, actually, I
love. We're all the sheriff.
I love this guy. That's Cafferty from Friday Night Lights.
What?
Best dude.
Wait, really?
But Cafferty. Of course, he came in later when it was East Dillon.
Wow. I just can't even recognize
him. They initially tried to have him have a fake address so he could play for Dillon. But then he got busted and then he came back for East Dillon. Shout out to Friday Night Lights. But he does need to be told what's what by the girl from Deadpool because she's a female, tough, better cop than he is.
Of course,
yeah.
I got it. Hey, Vern, you remember that time? You said I couldn't hit a beer can from 10 yards out. What'd I do?
You shot it out from 20 yards.
More like 30.
Why does he have a fake gun?
it did look like a Borderlands gun.
I'm Sheriff of Edgewater.
You're from here. So you know how it is.
They say I'm gonna need a savior.
Edgewater used to be a place you didn't have to lock your doors.
Now we got some sort of sexy sheriff.
Yeah,
What's happening?
This is giving us similar vibes to Reacher, though, when we watched. Must have been maybe. Wait, what was actually the first season? Because remember, he was in some of that neighborhood, but it was like the old country boys from that neighborhood were secretly doing dirt, but like also like keeping everyone in line or whatever.
Well, yeah.
Well, and they say the biggest gang in the world is the damn sheriff.
Yeah, the sheriffs.
The sheriff's authority ain't recognized up here.
Dale, give it our best.
Well, I guess we'll gang rape you.
I challenge you to imagine the community that we want. And to work together to make that happen.
We inspire this county to...
Sheriff's office! One, two, three!
It's just that footage we watched where the lady shoots the mom and then the guy has to kick the guy in the face.
Yeah, is that the one where the lady cop was getting beat, like basically beat up,
she got,
right?
They, like, tackled and shot the mom, and then the other guy just came in with a flying knee.
It was so
he's like, what are you doing?
The guy came in and he fucking drop kicked the dude.
I don't give
up easy. So there you go. Sheriff Country. And I do like that.
The teaser is she's like, oh yeah, I have a dick.
I do like she's getting by on her smarts, though, because it's like, this is a small town. I know you all, and I'm the sheriff.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, this is like a character that can exist as like a supporting character in a movie, but not a character that should be the main character of a long-running TV show.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Mike.
Yeah, don't worry. In 8 years, we're like, that show's on? Yeah. Sheriff Country's still on?
Yeah,
they're doing a spinoff of Sheriff Country?
Yeah, SWAT County?
That yokel from the woods has now got his own show.
EMT Island.
And there's another there's an NCIS, but it focuses on Tony and Ziva, which apparently, I guess if we watched NCIS, we would know who they are.
You can't make a whole show about Tony and Ziva. Have I died and gone to hell? Is this purgatory?
And look, NCIS is in small letters. Tony and Ziva are in big letters.
Yeah.
In the NCIS universe.
I give to you
from the book of NCIS.
You're such a boomer.
Gen X. Ooh. The forgotten generation.
What's Gen X?
And the joke writes itself.
Are you two getting back together?
No.
Wait.
Do you think Tony and Ziva were a big will they, won't they on the NCIS lore?
I hope they get back together so bad. I've always been a big Tiva guy, so like I need it.
This looks like it's for sure Paramount Plus, though, so maybe that's why it's so niche. Like it's like, this is for the real ones. This is for the real NCIS heads.
I should have said Zony. Zony would have been funnier.
Ooh.
So, what's the deal with you two? No deal.
What's the deal with you
guys together? Now we share this incredible child, and that's it. We like to make up our own rules.
We keep it professional.
We're good at professional.
Uh-oh.
Tony, 150 million euros was just wired into your bank.
What?
Classic hacker trick.
Hey.
Mentor.
Oh, boy.
Classic hacker trick.
Someone is trying to frame us.
A cyber attack.
So Tony and Ziva, they try to just go and live their lives in retirement and kind of like, they have a child. They don't quite. They have this history. They have this chemistry. It's undeniable.
Right. Uh-huh.
But they know they're not great together.
So they're divorced, raising the child in Italy or whatever.
And then they pull them back in. They pull them back in with these weird hijinks.
Unfortunately, one of my friends is currently texting me, telling me about Tony and Ziva, and I've never respected her less.
Oh, yeah, man. You better tell her to shut the hell up.
But they definitely
but also,
were.
No, give us some details, please.
They were super beloved fan favorite characters. And yes, they were classic Will They Won't They characters as well.
Excellent.
I didn't know you had that many 65-year-old friends. Is she telling you the history of JAG, dude? Oh, fuck?
Yeah, remember JAG?
Oh, JAG is what I thought Blue Bloods was a spinoff
of. Oh, JAG.
Because that's the Air Force lawyer show.
No, the spinoff was JAGOVS.
Well, and JAG was a spinoff of something that I didn't know was a spinoff for. That's what I was remembering.
We have to stop them before they hurt more people.
I want to stay with you.
It's too dangerous.
That was the worst ADR
I've
ever seen.
Yeah, that kid was AI.
Our names are cleared.
It's funny because they're working in like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith type angle where they're like, they're kind of CIA agents almost.
It's like a spy thriller, but it's NCIS.
One day, Bonnie and Clyde with better snacks.
Will they, won't they?
When you said you wanted to
play, it's a split second shot of one of their heads getting blown up. You're like, huh?
Did Tony die?
This is like a spoiler.
There's a kaiju coming out of the ocean. You're like, wait, what?
Just a gory death of one of the guys. First episode, that'd be sick.
You still as good a shot as you used to be?
Better. You?
Aw, Tony.
I'm Magnum P.I.
More like Groucho Marx.
More like Esler,
assassins, killer cars, not
quite the happily ever after I was hoping for.
How is this an NCIS spinoff? I'm so confused.
Happily ever after is a very tough.
Oh, they're fucking
techno thriller.
Gross.
A romantic comedy.
I don't want to think about that girl naked. She's disgusting.
Yeah. What a pig.
Caddy Mike rears his head all of a sudden.
Definitely disgusting.
He's over here shitting on Jennifer Love Hewitt, shitting on Ziva.
You know, the two.
Wait, you shit on Jennifer Love Hewitt?
When we were watching the 911 teaser,
she was in that.
Yeah,
I didn't
where
see
were
that.
Oh yeah, this was that thing where
a whole conversation.
Oh yeah,
about
I forgot
it.
We were talking, so you didn't listen to what we were saying.
I was like 9/11.
It's more of a cross between techno thriller and a romantic.
Well,
comedy.
They're talking about the show.
Yeah, I hate
in
that.
The show.
But this is our story.
Let's
you
go.
So
charming, sexy,
stupid.
Tony and Ziva.
Estupido.
Now streaming. Fuck. We could watch it right now if we wanted to.
Yeah, fucking in the stream right now. We gotta watch
right,
Tony
new
and
Patreon
Ziva.
Show.
Yeah. And did we know about, well, apparently this, the runarounds? This has like millions of views on this trailer too.
The
did you know? It's like a musical, Mike. Did you know about the runarounds?
Wait.
On Prime?
No, never mind.
Because it's about, well, it's about a band. Like I guess musical is maybe not the right word okay. for it because it's about a band and I think they have released songs like of the band from the show or something.
No, I'm completely unfamiliar.
Because I was surprised to see that this trailer has, I mean, it's been out a month, but it has 10 million views on it.
Holy shit.
This is what I want to say to all of you.
Wait, is it where she's in a band with ghosts?
I wish that I had followed my heart.
Oh, are they? I don't know. Maybe that's a... twist. I'm not sure.
This is the show where she's in a band with goats.
No, actually, no. We watched the trailer about a show with band with band
did.
Of ghosts. I forgot about that. I thought they were seriously asking.
Is she in Ghost the
Do
band?
Do you know what your plan is?
I want to write love songs that change the world.
All right, that's not gonna change the world.
I wish that I stopped taking myself so seriously.
You know what?
All the time.
I think I did see a trailer for this,
I'm
but
not
it,
going to college. This band is do or die. It's gotta
and it
work.
Seemed like it was going to be like a Hannah Montana style, like irreverent thing. But then it took itself very seriously, but in the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, from what I glean from it, it's like the smart girl, you know, she's the valedictorian, but she kind of regrets that she's had her nose in a book this whole time.
Yeah. I want to be the singer in a rock
but
band.
But she realizes
a deathcore band.
She has a penchant for writing great songs, though. So, and this band's taken off.
And the songs are like, yabba dabba do, I love you.
I wish that I made more memories with you guys.
I could have been really R. Jelly. Cool. Now I'm nothing. I'm just a nerd.
Well, it's like classic like American Eagle rock boys.
Yeah. Don't you want to see it through?
Universe works, but how feels are funny. See these guys over here? Look at them. They're not gonna do anything with their lives.
Only for Princeton in 2 months.
No, we're gonna make girlfriend rock and make it big.
Last night fun.
I will say though, I will say that when I was in high school or something, I would watch the shit
well,
out of
I was
a show
gonna
like
say,
this.
I was literally gonna wait till the end. I was gonna say this feels like a show that me 10 years ago probably would have been like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot.
Yes.
High school in 10 years ago is too old. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying when I was in high school, like more than 10 years ago for me.
I was saying that like I like shows like Glee, and that was 10 years ago. Yeah. And this feels like the type of show that like would appeal to that same part of what I liked.
I watched Dawson's Creek. I watched shows like this for sure.
Maybe it's my seventh heaven.
Collect three underage dickheads. Neil, when you see him on stage, I love passion like that.
Is this a period piece or is it meant to be contemporary?
Dude, that's exactly what I thought, but no, all of a sudden it starts getting into cell phones and social media.
Okay,
because when I skimmed this trailer.
Some of their haircuts and outfits and stuff, I started like second guessing myself.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought it was more of a period piece, but then all of a sudden it hits you with like the current shit.
Okay. How are ghosts going to use a cell phone?
I wrote some lyrics, if you want to hear them. I felt like Taylor Swift for half a second.
All right, let's reel that in a little bit.
People love our music.
They kind of do, don't they?
It's so funny because it also is, seems like nothing that people like now. I mean, I guess we have seen a little bit of a resurgence of music, like more like rock bandish type music. But I don't know. Maybe this is going to put it over the top. The
pop rock is back, baby.
1.1 million.
Check it.
It's going to be the best summer of our lives.
Are you on drugs?
Not anymore, ma'am.
It's not going to be easy. There are going to be hard choices.
Put the people you love in the center, and the music will come.
Dream big. Live your life without regrets. And write love songs that change the world.
Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Is it sort of racist that there's clearly a black drummer in the band, and they show everyone in like moments except him?
Did I see this mop top guy? Maybe.
I don't know. I think the actor had a dead girl in his trunk. So
who was that rapper that they found a dead girl in his car?
He's like an RB guy that has a bunch of videos about killing a girl.
Yeah, they just, he's like Tesla or something. They just found a dead girl in there.
Yeah. Good Lord. Yeah. His 13-year-old girlfriend.
So there you go, Runaround. I think that's already available too right now on Prime Video.
This
so no
is
one
a show
it.
That I would be willing to watch an episode of and see, like, does it hit the tone I need it to, or is it?
Yeah,
because like it's a show that, like, I'm not saying the trailer was good, but I'm saying I can picture a good version of this show, and I don't know if the trailer would be representative of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can picture being a guilty pleasure.
It's definitely a show. When I was younger, I would definitely be like, oh, shit, sweet, the Runarounds.
I mean, it's a current day, but nobody dresses like this current day.
Yeah.
But then they have cell phones.
I mean, I guess the baggy pants are coming back,
kind of. Kind of, yeah, but you don't see Gen Zers looking like this.
Yeah, well, maybe we do.
I think you do.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think that might be all like the ones of note. That's our kind of, let me see. Oh, there's Welcome to Derry actually looks good. That's the It show.
While they were making it, basically everyone was like, holy shit, I think we actually might be making something good.
What else would they do with it?
It's just, of course it's a prequel. So it's just, I mean, it's just doing spooky It stuff.
It's just like, hey, guess what? Yeah. It existed before the kids you saw originally.
Which is, that's the whole thing, because it comes, every 20 years? Every 30 years, whatever it is, 25 years?
Built for a prequel.
Damn, they really, like, fucked that series up, because it was so big, and then they dropped that third one, and everyone's like, ew.
Was that the third one?
That was part two.
Or was the second one? Whatever, yeah. The one Bill Hader one? You're like, ugh.
I mean, you can watch a little of the trailer.
Please.
So how are you adjusting?
Things are certainly different here.
Beep, beep, beep,
Derry
beep.
It's a beautiful place. But things do happen from time to time.
Hey! Well, Evie, you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge. Or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster.
And what's his name's back as Pennywise?
I was literally going to say, is this meant to be in the lineage of the movies, or is it just a new It thing that is a prequel to the general
story? They brought Tim Curry back.
He's in a wheelchair.
What in the hell is it?
The Sonorita. You know, an evil spirit.
I'm back. It's mad.
Before it's too late, watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house.
Oh, Shawshank.
We have to tell someone.
No one's gonna believe us.
Most people, they only believe what they can see.
No one's gonna believe us. We're standing in front of a volume.
And the problem with all these, though, it's, I mean, similar to what we were saying about the Chad Power show or whatever. Like, these feel like movies, and you're making shows, so you better have something. I mean, I guess this lends itself a bit because you can have so many characters like the It movies did, so you can kind of focus on certain characters and play with it a bit more. But
you have to make it worth the episodes you make.
Because if you start spreading everything way too thin, it just becomes like whatever.
Well, in from the chat, Janvier makes a good point. It looks creepy. I don't like horror. I don't know. Give it a chance. The It prequel, you might like it.
I mean, I like horror, though, Janvier. And then there was this other one. This one's the guy from Grey's Anatomy is like a high-end concierge at a hotel, but he has a particular set of skills of taking care of things, like one of those.
Is this McCreamy or whatever?
No, it's Avery, Jackson Avery.
Hi there. Just a little spun around. You speak American.
Wait, wasn't he the, was he in Cabin in the Woods?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I know him from.
What did you, huh?
I am at a bit of a personal and professional crossroads, if I'm being honest.
Where is she?
Is it like really cheap to film in Italy or something? What's happening?
I mean, it might be. Kevin's trying to move there because there's a lot of cheap places to buy, but they're just like rundown old castles and shit.
Huh. They're making like spaghetti TV shows now, the way they make spaghetti westerns.
Or it's just like you were saying before, it's all in the volume and they're just using B-roll and shit.
I'm sure that they're chasing Reacher because like even before Reacher, they did have the Jack Ryan show. And then Reacher blew up. So I'm sure in the same way that like The Boys blew up. And so they're like, oh, let's just have 1,000 like crazy gory TV shows. They're like, okay, Reacher blew up. Let's have a bunch of like action movie, but TV show.
I mean,
shows.
Cause at the very least with stuff like this, again, like we're just talking about with the It show, this lends itself more to a TV show. At
least. Yes. Yeah.
Because it's fun to watch a guy who's like a smooth-talking guy that's been through, this ain't his first rodeo, and he knows how to smooth-talk his way into a situation and, you know, find the dog like he just did.
Or unexpectedly get into a fight and then come out on top in a way you didn't expect.
Yeah, and sometimes his skills get him into trouble.
He walked into a place he didn't belong, and then suddenly he was talking like he did belong.
And he has a real will he or won't we with jerking his own dick off. Every time it's like, is he going to jerk off this episode?
Yeah,
and he does in the end of every episode.
His kryptonite.
For like 10 minutes.
But will he also in this one?
His kryptonite. He's so good at his job. He's always requested, but sometimes he'll just goon for days.
it's the Breaking Bad fly episode. Remember? Like, this episode's like, I don't know. The whole episode, the 45-minute episode of him gooning and whining and
he's
moaning.
He's stuck in a goon trance, and we're trying to wake him up so we could go find this missing puppy.
Yeah, they do the shit where like a diagram comes up. It's not Sherlock for goon trancing.
Something like that, yeah.
You are in good hands.
Oh my, smell like a distillery.
Stop a goon in.
Do us all the favor of taking a shower.
Oh, please, you're goon not all over the spaghetti.
We have a situation.
This is another one of those shows where, like,
she's missing. I'm trying to locate.
You don't know if the trailer is good or bad, but you can go, like, I could picture this show being good. I wonder if it is.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I mean, I could see it being bad, but this is something where, yeah, I would maybe give it a watch. Just because, you know, I like shit just like anyone else.
You guys need to respect yourselves.
But I like the vibes. I like these types of vibes, though.
Yeah.
Go get the clowns.
You, me, and my team.
Because there's another show with fucking what's his name? Who's the goddamn the grabber there?
Ethan Hawke from Tremors.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke has
not Kevin Bacon.
The grabbers.
Grabbers Ethan Hawke.
The grabbers are what the Tremors are called.
Oh, I thought they were called graboids.
Oh, you're right, graboids. I'm a goonoid. I just be jacking off in my own ass.
He has a show, The Lowdown, which is kind of looks like almost like a Lebowski type thing, where I think I did have that.
I watched that trailer and I thought it looked fun. He's like
a classic.
He's like Steven Seagal.
Fuck up that fucks up into like but he's got a history. He's got skills. Yeah.
Well, it's like. Steven Seagal sucks now, but thinks he had talent. This guy is he's kind of playing that sort of character.
Citizens arrest! Ha! Ha ha ha!
That's when the trouble really got started.
This is sloppy Lee Joe down.
Lee Raybon.
He'll write for any publication.
Didn't that guy die?
What? The guy from
like fucking
from
what's his name?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, what's that called?
Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm just thinking the creator, of Twin Peaks.
Yeah, no, that's not David Lynch.
Publications that'll humor his conspiracies.
Is this also another Keith David? Didn't we just hear Keith David's voice in The Haunted?
Yeah, but he's like a voiceover king these days.
Oh, of course. Keith David rules, though.
Yeah, he's great.
Another show in Tulsa? I'm a Tulsa king head.
I watched the J.J. Abrams show that was on HBO Max that no one watched, starring Sawyer from Lost.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. It sounded good.
Yeah, 70s, like, car race show. Not really car race, but he was the getaway driver guy and his misadventures. And Keith David was on that. It got canceled, of course, after one season.
It sounded cool. Yeah.
My paper. It's booty and bad guys.
He's rough around the edges.
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. You want to drive?
Now and again, he gets in over his head.
Pain is only temporary.
Let me out!
Until it ain't.
That looks good. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Sterling Harjo.
From Sterling Harjo?
But
what the fuck?
You get it. He's just kind of a guy that has skills, but he's also a fuck up, so he does get the shit kicked out of him a lot.
From Mixplix Spleason comes.
From Mr. Mixel Pitlick.
But there you go. That's our fucking fall TV preview. We got a couple things, maybe. A bunch of shit, as usual.
Hey, a couple things, maybe, is all I could ask for.
Before we finish up here, I did want to...
rewatch the trailer for Ziva and whatever.
Tony and Ziva.
I did want to watch that pervert that gets beat up in the anime screening.
Oh.
What was the big animation? Was it Demon Slayer?
Hunter? Everyone got beat up.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. Now, that was my tweet was like, are we surprised there's a pervert in an anime screening?
Wait, well, I didn't just saw the headline. It's a new level of anime pervert.
Oh, you haven't heard about this one?
Uh-uh.
Hold on, I got to pull up for the chat. This guy, apparently stood up and pissed on a kid.
What?
What did the kid do?
Not to be pedantic, but does that make you a pervert or a weirdo?
I mean, I think you're doing that for perverted reasons.
You think there's like a sexual...
You're taking your cock out? Yeah,
it?
Like,
okay.
Like, I get, pissing in public
like
is one
showing
thing.
Showing your dick or coming feels very perverted, but just pissing... Yes, I guess it's on someone. That almost, I'm not sure if that's inherently perverted.
But also, I think he was just pissing and it like splashed on the kid. But I think you're getting something out of just having your cock out in a fucking cartoon.
So he's getting beat up and pissing at the same time.
But what's great is he's getting beat up while action anime is on the screen behind him. That's the best part about it. So, like, the music and the graphics are going.
Has anyone deserved to get their ass kicked more?
No, it's perfect. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's fucking perfect.
He really is.
You can see the guy, like, throwing haymakers.
That is a ground and pound that I did not anticipate.
The guy's getting his face caved in.
And
that's
it's
awesome.
Like, I get it. Demon Slayer made a lot at the box office, but at what cost? These are the perverts that are out in the theaters because of this.
I like that you're like a right wing, like, reactionary about anime.
Anime fucking
sucks. Slippery slope.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Anime sucks. This is great for me because this is good material I could use in my war against anime.
Don't get me wrong. Anime does suck, but I know that because I slogged through it for a while. You haven't earned the ability to
I've say earned
anime
it.
Sucks.
I've seen enough, dude. I don't have to jump off the building to know I'm going to die, Mike. We've learned this. Just whooping his ass.
Yeah, with the music.
I mean, this is
he's
even
so strong. He's beating my face in while I pee pee.
I was gonna say because when you go to this, you're essentially getting a live action anime fight in the theater. This is even better.
Yeah, he punches him. He like rolls through a wall.
God of fire, fuck you!
Another guy.
I like how they're like taking turns. Like, let me fuck them up.
They're
now.
Literally just holding down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. That's great. I mean, you have to kill him if you're the dad, right? How do you react to someone peeing on your kid?
I like how now they finally turn the lights on. I guess like, oh shit!
Turn the lights on. We gotta kick his ass in better. Like all the ushers come in, start kicking his ass. Let's see him. Where is it?
Oh, look, this guy comes up. He's like, "Oh, are you all right, pal?
You good?" And he starts pissing on him. Hey, pouch, punch, punch. Pissing all over. Wait, that's the sounder. Sounder.
He's pissing. He's pissing all over us.
It did sound like the sounder.
Pissing. He's pissing all over us. He's pissing on you. What does it taste like? Because you know what? It tastes like piss to me. Gramps was never that kind of person.
Is that dude just got a solo cup in the or is it Raising Cane's cup?
Looks like a Bucky's cup.
That's what he pisses in. Everyone who hasn't got a chance to beat him up, please line up. We're all kicking his ass.
Well, I love the guy filming now. He's like, man, you ruined the movie.
Yeah, it looked like a pivotal scene. There's like he's having some emotional thing.
Damn, bro, you fucked the movie up.
He's not even mad he pissed on a kid.
Bro, you got a fucking movie up.
Wait, oh, listen.
Ah, twist.
Well, listen, listen, though. Listen to what they say.
I thought it was a white dude.
Anime has changed.
I thought
fellas.
It was a white dude.
Yeah.
Anime has changed.
I mean, anime has changed, and also these crimes have changed a little bit. Because, yeah, you would think this would have been a white guy. But
yeah.
These crimes are changing because that shows progress.
Yeah.
It shows progress.
White guys don't even like anime.
Yeah, it's an anime movie. I never for one second thought it was a white guy.
But I'm just saying, but these crimes, it's not about the anime, it's about the crimes.
Yeah. New
when
crime.
We're seeing more. Black predators, that's progress. That's like equality for race levels. I've been over this a million times.
To be fair, I thought it was going to be a Mexican guy.
It's not fucking Dragon Ball.
But yeah, take your dick out, piss on a kid, get your ass kicked in real time during the anime.
Out of curiosity, do we know it was actually for peeing on someone or is that just what it says in the headline?
I mean, you heard the guy say something about being pissed on.
Okay, I was just curious.
You can hear it in the... in the video.
Because I know every once in a while, like a story like this is never going to get followed up on. So I was just curious if that was like a thing people knew.
Let me see.
Because we love digging into that. We love looking up the news reports about the weird videos we see.
Let me see. Let me see if there's any news updates on it. Yeah, man arrested for urinating inside theater during Demon Slayer movie. This is in Arizona.
Okay.
Man in Arizona is facing multiple charges after authorities said he urinated inside a movie theater Friday night. Surprise Arizona said officials responded to a call for a disturbance at an AMC. I may have gone to this AMC before, actually. I think I saw The World's End there.
Wait, is this here?
That was in Surprise Arizona.
Oh, fuck.
Witnesses at the theater told officers moviegoers had confronted a man who they said people inside the theater during a showing of the new Demon Slayer movie. Limmel Hull was arrested and booked on charges of indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, criminal damage, and refusing to provide a truthful name. Limmel Hull, come on!
Wait,
that's not your name!
It's his real name. Like, get the fuck out of here. Is there an apostrophe or something in there? Come on.
I also like the news story version. He was urinating in a theater, and some people confronted him.
Yeah, he was confronted over and over to a permanent end.
The man who took the video of the incident said Hull stood up, unzipped his pants, began peeing, and then he sat down as if nothing had happened.
Hell yeah.
AMC was very accommodating of this disruption and gave everyone a refund, the opportunity to continue the film in a different theater, and free snacks. He was released of his own recognizance after the initial court appearance. Maybe he's hanging out with the butt-sniffing bandit somewhere. Yeah.
Mm. Your Honor, I was merely off a bean. Is that illegal? Yes. Oh, well, then right. I plead guilty.
The butt-sniffing bandit and the anime piss boy.
the dynamic duo.
Oh, no.
That's my Tony and Ziba.
You're taking over the city.
Let me see. Is there a video of this gentleman?
That's a perfect distraction. This guy pisses, gets beat up. He starts sniffing everyone's butt while he's getting beat up. No one's noticing you.
That's true. What a diversion.
Yeah, the perfect crime.
Chaos at the movies in Surprise this weekend after police say a man exposed himself and urinated inside the theater.
Yeah, it happened Friday night at the AMC Surprise Point.
Well, that's what they get for watching it in the movie theater in Surprise instead of in quiet Arizona.
Yeah, hell yeah. Surprise,
in
bitch.
Friendly and quiet Arizona.
I watched this in expected California.
Witnesses told police that the man was confronted after he got up, unzipped his pants, and started peeing during a screening of Demon Slayer. Moviegoers confronted the man and started hitting him. The suspect, Limmel Hull, was later arrested and booked on charges of indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and criminal damage. Hull appeared in court Saturday afternoon. He was later released.
I love that everyone that beat his ass were not even like, They're just like, get up.
Right. I'll be on your way, sir.
I would love if the fake name he gave, he's just some fucking weeb. And you know how weebs always have like a, like, oh yeah, I'm Yojimbo Hikate. That's my name.
MC gave everyone in the theater a refund.
Yeah, that's the least you could do. What an amazing ass kicking, though.
Yeah, just the silhouette of like big haymakers.
Well, anime fucking action music plays.
It
took two people to write this article. Come on.
Who do you think did more work, Lauren or Andrew? Andrew.
It's Andrew.
Who knew anything about Demon Slayer, Andrew?
Well, what it probably was it was Lauren wrote the story, and she goes, hey, Andrew, what's Demon Slayer? And he's like, well, let me explain.
He starts peeing everywhere. Well, if you allow me. That guy runs and beats his ass.
I could tell you, but it would be better to show you.
Shit. I guess that's a fucking show, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a fucking show.
That's how it's done. Where's my playlist? Where the fuck? Oh, wait, is this it? Oh my god.
Are you whispering to a bunch of dudes? Heyo.
Heyo. Heyo, pause.
My movie theater looked like pee. Hey.
My wrist looked like pee.
Hey.
Oh my goodness. Favorite part of the show. Ooh. This is a good one.
I gotta say, there's so many choices.
E-Rock at the con. Yeah.
I mean, E-Rock at the con. You gotta give it up to E-Rock. Great work. Great work sticking around, too, holding your ground. That's how it's done.
Official Man Overboard sounder.
Yes.
For Corey Ween.
Yes, you gotta give it up. Thank you so much, Zach. Thank you for sending over the sounder.
Best dude.
Watching some Dancing with the Stars, we're becoming experts.
Yeah, we really are.
We're really getting good at this stuff. Ballroom dancing, easy peasy. Fuck that shit.
I'm a Jenna head. I'm a hashtag Jenna head.
What else we talk about? Fall TV preview is always a blast.
Yeah, so fun.
There was something that made me laugh on that really hard, too. Although, I mean, Justin Bagel.
It's
a thinker,
Justin Bagel. But then your realization an hour and a half later that was meant to be a Justin Bieber pun.
Only because I pretended to point it out on a
fake board. Yeah.
Shout out. So yeah, remember the pact, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, Dancing with the Stars episode 2 next week. I mean, if he gets sent home, I'm sure we're not going to be unspoiled on that. I'm sure that. There's no way to, like, we'll probably know ahead of time. We hope he doesn't. Be sure you're ready to vote at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Keep an eye on our socials and in the Discord. They'll have all the information on how to vote. So be ready. We want to try to keep our boy. It's Dancing with the Stars season. It's also 22 for 4, the EP season. Drops on the 22nd, but of course we're waiting till the 26th, the pact. So we can listen to your boys. We got a packed one next week, ladies and germs.
It's crazy. We're going to have to listen to an entire album. Is that going to be part one and part two? Wow, hell. Hell on earth. Hey, you know, it's not hell on earth. Something that's wonderful. Patreon.com/Jim and Them, where you can find all sorts of bonus shows. If you like this show and it is not enough for you, you need more. You should go to the Patreon. Patreon.com/Jim and Them. We have all sorts of bonus extra shows. There are so many patrons. They ask for $10 or $20, and they give you the show you already listened to with no ads, or like a monthly mini-sode or something. Not for us. We release all sorts of shows, sorts of like different things. It's not just like, hey, you know that one show? We just do 90 versions of it. It's all sorts of different stuff. We've been doing it for a little over a decade. So you have all sorts of things on there to listen to as a back catalog. If you're one of those people that just never has enough to listen to, Jim, what do we have up for people on the Patreon right now?
Well, we got a recent Caddy Studs Investigations. That's our true crime show. We're talking about missing baby Emmanuel Haro, which was developing at the time. We were discussing it like 2 days after it happened. There's been some more developments on that.
That'll be a fun follow-up
to do. Of course, there's a Zero Dark Dirty / Operation Belvis Bash commentary that is available.
Yeah, you got to take the pact. You're not going to watch Belvis Bash until you watch our version first.
We have a part zero from last episode where we get hyped for our trip. And we had a part zero we just recorded for this episode that'll be going up, where we discuss our recent trip to Orlando, Bucky's, Universal, Epcot. Come along with your boys. Listen to part zeros. You can hear them at patreon.com/JimAndThem. That's just a small taste of what's available. There's much more where that came from. Check it out.
If that is somehow not enough for people, what happens if people go to showswhatyouknow.com?
Jim? Ooh, showswhatyouknow.com. I host a podcast discussing television shows with Jacob Burrows. We talk about TV. We talk about TV news. I mean, you just heard a fall TV preview, but we watch the good shows and discuss them. You can listen to that at showswhatyouknow.com. And also, you should check out Jacob's YouTube channel, Awesomepedia.
Does he have something new?
He did release a video a couple weeks ago. It's fairly recent. He's been going down the resurgence of physical media and what that means and how that means with the way we currently consume media. And also, the motherfucker's a pack rat. Like, his Swedish family lives in, like, an old castle or something. Maybe not a castle.
What? Yeah,
it's an old opera house or something.
Whoa,
like that.
What the fuck?
And he has all this old stuff, and the videos are really well done. He's a great narrator. He's very intelligent.
His Knight's Tale video is fantastic.
So it's well worth to check out some of the videos on Awesomepedia, especially his recent ones about bringing back MP3 players, and then more recently cassette tapes and vinyl and DVDs and stuff like that.
So
check it out.
I will check it out. God damn it. Jeff, what is going on in the world of the Las Vegas stand-up comedy community?
Oh, my God. There's been multiple fist fights at shows.
Yeah, I heard you and your girlfriend kind of like talking about it sort of like when we were at Epic.
Oh, yeah. There was a poly couple that broke up. Now they're fist fighting all the time. Just good stuff. But what's important is that the chili cheese burrito is back at Taco Bell. Finally, it's back. And the double decker is back.
How much do they both cost?
Too much. Okay. Welcome to America.
Welcome to hell.
With 3Ks. But it's back. Enjoy it while it's there, because they'll take it away forever like the Disney Vault, and they'll use the same chili from the 90s. But it's fire. And eat my ass and suck my dick.
Fantastic. My endorsement, I am going to endorse the video game Borderlands 4, which just recently came out. It came out actually while we were on our trip, and I was excited to come back and play it. It came in hot. Don't get me wrong. The game came in very hot. But it is still a quality Borderlands experience that I am enjoying despite its rough edges. So that is my endorsement, is the video game Borderlands 4.
Hell yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're there.
We're out.
Word.